This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Samuel Borello, Edison Potter, Jebediah G. Schmidt, David Cothron, Juliana, Amalia, Jessica Salter, Ellie Smith, Adrian Clark, Mara Wilson, Kaylee Albright, Sarah Harrison, Manda McElroy, Malin, Christian Dokken, K.S., Bert, Alex May, Mike Massia, Jessica Grace. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to Rusty Quill Gaming. I am Sasha Sienna, and I am your GM today. And with me are...
Lori Davis.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And we are playing Not Far to Bermuda, a micro-setting from MacGuffin and Company. And we're using the Fate Accelerated system, very loosely. And who are our crew today?
Hello, I'm Jazz Jenkins. You can call me JJ, though.
So I'm Rainbow Smith, and I know what yoga is.
And I'm Elliot Spiffington, the student poet.
Okay, and we last left our cast woefully underprepared for the Wanderlust's talent night in the Sunset Lounge. So, Love Flow are ready-ish to perform a poetry / yogography.
Yep.
Performance number.
Yes.
They will be competing against several other acts, including Gran Anand's Broken Hip Salsa. And also performing with them is Devon, former Lothario, reformed monogamous lover. So it is the day of the talent show. You have got, frankly, nothing to perform. Is there...
I'm beginning to get an idea of what yoga is. I think possibly it's like a food fight with your elbows. Because that's what one of the teens told me when I bribed them.
You've been talking to the teens?
Yes, because cool. I needed to get secretly to the border room in order to... I didn't do that. I didn't lay any traps. I've been working on the choreography all along.
Yep. You know that's not what yoga is, though.
So what is it?
You know, it's like, it's really spiritual. Stretching.
Taking notes.
This is the most that I've seen eye to eye with you, I think, actually, Elliot. Yes, it is very spiritual. It comes from within.
No one's giving me details!
Rainbow screams in her head, but she keeps taking notes.
So really, stretch the spirit, not a food fight.
But hang on, we've got X amount of hours until we have to perform.
Let's say eight. Eight is a nice round number. Yeah, 8 hours.
We should obviously do blind bidding on how many of those hours. Well, I could totally show you the choreography.
Okay, so I'm going to make some suggestions because I've got little fate points too. Ooh. So I'm going to suggest some things that you could do to maybe not prepare an act, but maybe better prepare yourself for
what is to
come.
When you say suggest, sorry, as a mechanical thing, is that something you're going to roll off against us?
I'm going to offer you a fate point.
Oh, okay.
And then you can either take it and do it, or you can refuse and pay a fate point into the middle.
Oh, okay.
So because I'm the GM and I'm not trying to make your lives too easy, I'm going to suggest that you use aspects that you have to try and prepare, but that they're also going to go a bit wrong for you.
Okay.
So I've got 3 fate points, and I'm going to suggest that Elliot, who has the aspect onboard gossip, tries to get some more information about the other acts, because sabotaging Grananan went very well from a certain perspective.
My perspective.
Mm.
I was hoping I could use my gossip powers to start rumours that would disrupt Devon and
Yes, but bear in mind,
we've made our own win conditions there.
You can do this and it will help you, but I will also be making it have a catch. Like, it's like a devil's bargain situation.
I guess he wants the champagne. He'll have more admirers that way. Okay, all right. Let's find out what the other acts are doing, yeah.
Okay, so that one's for you. So, Lowry, your character, JJ, is the designated first aider. Now, we've already established that there is a bandage shortage. So you're going to be... I mean, this might go against everything you stand for. But should you injure some other participants, it would be difficult for them to get the proper medical attention that they'd require to properly take part.
They used up a lot of bandages on Grandma.
Yeah.
What about Dr. Sturgeon?
I mean, Dr. Sturgeon would probably very much disapprove if she found out that it was you.
But I do want my champagne.
Mm.
Because Devon and I need to, you know, now that we've really committed, we really need to have that anniversary. I think it'd be very good for us and our relationship.
Sure,
obviously that's all I'm about. So because I've made it so.
You're asking me to choose between my mentor and my love.
Yeah,
is that why I'm interpreting it?
Yeah,
bugger. I think I'm gonna have to. Yeah, okay, I accept.
Okay, here you go. Okay, so for Rainbow, you're scared of water and a former lifeguard. So there's a lot of people competing because there's like the thing about the boarders and the deckers wanting to use the champagne as currency in this ongoing bidding war for the indoor pool.
Idiots.
Yeah, if you could somehow sabotage the indoor pool, make it unusable.
My nemesis.
It might take away a lot of their incentive.
I am absolutely going for that, 100%. Gonna drain the pool, maybe stain it purple, maybe
put jelly in it.
I've got a plan.
Okay, so it's 8 hours until the talent show, and you all have ways in which you're just going to try and desperately make this not as awful for you as Love Flow as it is about to be.
It's going to be so bad.
Well,
so let's start with Elliot.
My gossip monger self.
Tell me how Elliot goes about finding information.
He goes and flirts with every single person he sees.
Okay.
That's everyone, apart from the kids.
Yeah, good note.
Probably he tries to flirt with some of the Rainiacs. definitely the shredders, the hospitality people, the deckers.
Probably some of the boarders, hoping they'll be flattered.
Okay, so the Rainiacs are... There's a small group of Rainiacs, actually, who are... Obviously, they're just there to support Ray.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to see him host, and they're sure he will be just fantastic. But they are putting together a small... sort of like a tribute night. Where they're basically just performing a medley of all of Ray's best songs. Of course, all of Ray's best songs are just top 40 hits. Right now, it's kind of coming out like a Now That's What I Call Music Through the Ages CD. But they're really confident that he's going to be real touched.
Aww.
Yeah. The boarders are going to try and push on with their salsa dancing. They really didn't have a lot else to contribute. And Rananan is, you know, she's the head board, like, she's the queen bee of the boarders. She has got a strong spirit, okay? She may have a broken hip, but damn it, she's gonna dance.
Wow. I like her.
Dancing.
And so the shredders, I mean, that you guys are kind of involved with them. You're dating a spin instructor, your yoga instructors.
Yeah. I know what yoga is, and it's totally about fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
It happens in a gym. There is a rival shredder. So there's internal politics in any of these cliques.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see. Annie Rose, I'm going to make an NPC here. She's an aspiring lounge singer herself.
Oh, my God, your voice. It's so beautiful.
And she is... She's basically treating this as an audition. She wants that champagne, not for the champagne, but for the prestige that the champagne would give her.
Okay.
Don't forget that at any point, you can all spend your fate points to compel the NPCs to do something based on their aspects as well. Mm. The cosmetologists...
Yeah, I was
have
wondering.
Decided to come out of the spa.
Oh, my gosh.
And they are going to be taking part in this evening.
Am I able to find out what they're doing?
No. Nobody knows what nobody knows what happens in cosmetology except the cosmetologists and a few favoured passengers.
Can I not approach them?
You can try, but we can try role-playing that if you like.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Who is a good cosmetologist?
Well, you kind of have to just try and go to the spa and make a booking.
Oh! No, he's not going to do that, no.
No? Okay.
No, he likes his life.
So you've heard on the rumour mill that the cosmetologists are going to be taking part.
Okay,
but,
I thought they'd actually show themselves.
They very rarely show themselves. Sometimes, like, someone will come out in the spa uniform, but they mostly stay in the spa. So okay. We'll leave that one for later.
Are the crew taking part?
The crew are not taking part. The sailors and the technical staff are not taking part. They are...
That's fair.
Looking harried and busy, yeah.
All right, no worries.
Are you sharing this information with the rest of Love Flow?
I mean...
It
would be useful.
It would be, but does he like you? No. Does he want the champagne? Yes.
We haven't really decided how we're going to split this if we win it, have we?
I think probably each of us has decided that we're getting the whole bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll tell the others.
But it's like a power play, right? If you say it in front of... If you say it to Devon in front of JJ, then it's...
Yeah. Okay, so I'll be like...
Jack, what's it can bring?
So there's... they're still going to do their salsa thing. That should be interesting to watch. There's a really nice singer, Annie Rose. She's got a nice voice. She probably has a good chance anyway. There's also, I heard that the cosmetologists are showing up.
Cosmetology.
Atmosphere.
I'm sorry, this is great.
Incredible scenes.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but we should be on our guard for anything.
Right, well, I think, frankly, it's time that we took action.
Right.
What kind of action?
Well, you know, Grananan's... I mean, I know this must be very difficult for you.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine how that happened.
Yeah, but...
Or what yoga is.
It's inspired me, and I think maybe it's time to take drastic action, and maybe we should try and sabotage some of the other acts.
Oh, really?
I mean, that sounds doable in the next 5 hours.
Yeah,
or so.
I've got a plan. I'm a zip wire master.
That is just wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna zip wire through the room.
Where?
No. From the highest point of the ship. Go with me here.
Right.
Absolutely. Anywhere you take us.
There is a course that you can do. We've been on the ship for so long. I've been planning this really for ages because I thought it might be a bit fun. Because frankly, I've just remembered that I have cabin fever and I really like to be outdoors and don't like this environment. I'm going to zip wire over all of the cliques and I'm going to drop maybe dumbbells on them.
Oh my goodness.
I can help a friend, I think. I can help a friend. I never travel light, so I have lots of props.
Can I take your bag?
Of different things. Like, so this might help. This has, I mean, some of it's quite, if you try and pick it up, it will feel like a bag of bricks. But, like, they all have...
How do you feel about me dropping your stones on them? Your amethyst, your jade?
Whatever it takes.
This sounds really dangerous, so I'm all for it.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so the way that this will work is you're going to make a roll to set up the zip wire and take all these crystals up there with you. And then you will add your approach. Now, I'm going to say your approach has to be forceful because it's...
You're trying to kill people!
Nothing else.
I don't really want to kill them. Dumbbells is a bit much.
So, what? It goes through the ship and it sinks!
So,
it's not how it works.
And then you will get a plus one because Rainbow is helping you. And you will get a plus two because stunt is... relevant. Okay. Well, as we're using it, your expedition is relevant.
So I'm adding five in total to this.
You're adding five. I think this is a dreadful plan.
What?
Yeah. Frankly.
Me too. Is that a technical term?
Yes, it's on the list.
Oh, I can't believe this. I'm so insulted.
So I'm going to set your target number as a four.
Wow.
Okay.
Good if you luck. Go wrong, there's going to be consequences because, of course, there is. You're making a zip line on the ship and dropping rocks on people.
Can I not add a fate thing to add my aspect?
No, you've already done it. You've added it to give her a plus one.
I'm not going to do anything to help you.
You've already helped me with the information. Thank you so much, Elliot. I could never have done this without you. You have been my rock.
You're now going to drop
which one of these rocks that you're going to drop on the rest of the ship is he being exactly? So don't forget, once you've made this roll, you can spend a fate point to tell me how an aspect that you have helps. Make the roll.
Right.
Oh boy.
Oh dear, so that's a minus two. So with your plus five, that's still only a three.
Oh no.
So you can spend a fate point to tell me how one aspect is helping you.
Okay, so either...
And then you can add plus two, which will do it, or you can re-roll, which might not do it.
Yeah. Okay, so either I've... Because I'm the designated first aider, because I date a spinning structure, or because I've actually been to Bermuda. I really want to use actually been to Bermuda, but I think being designated first aider will help because I know where to hit people to injure them but not kill them.
Okay, that's not as intended when I wrote that aspect, but it does make a kind of sense. So yeah, go
it's
on.
It's medical knowledge.
Yeah, medical knowledge.
Thank you. This is my fate point. I will put it
great,
there.
Thank you. Okay, so would you please like to describe how this goes?
Okay. Well, I've set up the zip wire. It's a zigzag one, because obviously...
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
People don't go in. Yeah, they don't just live in a straight line.
It's good advice for life.
Yeah. I would like... I don't know. I'm thinking... Oh, no, this is so violent.
Yes, well
I
done.
I just want to take out key people from the cliques. So, I mean, Gran and Anne is already, as far as I'm concerned, done. I'm not going to be hitting the boarders. But I'm going for the deckers. I'm going for the other shredders. Annie Rose, the singer.
Yeah.
She's the shredder, right?
She is.
Yeah.
I don't want to poison her, but I want to hurt her voice.
So you're going to drop a brick on her throat?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more like You've told me about one of the rocks that can, like,
stones.
I wanted to swallow it, so I'd drop it in a bottle of water.
You want to choke her?
I'm just gonna drop one of my stones.
If I knew you were trying to aim a stone at someone's mouth, I would have given you a much higher target.
The drink.
Oh, so the drink. Oh, okay.
The drink is also quite small.
So then the drink gets quite acidic.
So let's just say she's drinking one of those, like, martini glasses, you know, like, big surface
and
area.
And hopefully it doesn't smash the glass. I don't want to kill anyone. I don't
just
want to kill anyone.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You should have thought of that before you said you're going to throw heavy objects.
Look,
at them.
I panicked. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to use the zip wire. How does that sound?
Okay. I mean, it sounds like chaos.
Oh,
I love it.
But I will accept the premise of it. So I'm going to add. Actually, I'm going to give this to you, so you now get this post-it note and pencil. Ooh. And you can put whatever aspect you want on Annie Rose.
Okay. So, yeah, I liked your idea of it being acidic, and she now has
really
raspy voice.
Okay, raspy voice, nice. Okay.
I would like to make it clear that JJ did not enjoy doing that.
Yep.
Okay, noted.
She
noted.
Was crying.
Thank
as
you.
She was vibrating.
Okay, I think that's a great place to take a break. So we will be back in a few minutes.
Lori's learning how complicit we all feel all the time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So, welcome back to Rusty Quill Gaming. We've just dealt with JJ's...
Zip line up there.
Murder spree. I don't know what to call that, to be honest. And
the decks are running red.
We have to just... One thing to do.
Which is fortunate, because I'm not afraid of blood. Just water.
Mm. So our last thing to do before we actually go to the talent show is I believe that Rainbow is ready to destroy that pool.
Well, you know, so I don't like to think about what happened at the pool, because as you know, I was a former lifeguard, and things happened, and now I'm not a lifeguard.
Anymore.
Former lifeguard, not current lifeguard, and probably never a future lifeguard, given what happened, which we won't talk about. So I know that there are buttons that you shouldn't press, that you shouldn't allow a child to press.
Oh no.
But for the good of this team, for the good of the champagne, and to get my own back at Grananan, I will press that button.
What button?
Sometimes the drains need to be cleared. And that involves suction.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
No. So, pressing the button is well within your capabilities. That's fine. Yeah. Getting to the button is the harder part. So, how would you like to...
Gotta sneak past all of the people that are at the pool.
Right, yeah.
While, as much as I can, hiding my eyes from the water.
You're gonna sneak past with your eyes closed.
Gonna dress myself up as a towel monster. Just cover myself in towel. Like, you know, well, maybe not that, maybe just...
like, so where the towels need to be cleaned, I'm just gonna.
Yes,
cover
okay,
myself
so you're
in
a laundry
towels.
Cart, so a human like a laundry cart.
I'm a human laundry cart. Yes.
You're not hiding in a laundry cart, just to be clear. You are.
No, I am, but I've cut holes at the bottom so I can walk along.
Like Puffin Stump.
Yes. Yes. So I'm in the laundry cart.
I'm with Lister.
Underneath the towels. And I can walk
How
along.
How are you able to see where you're going?
I cannot.
I cannot do that. That is not a thing I'm able to do, no.
Okay.
But I can plan my route based on my lifeguard knowledge, and from the feel of the ridges on the tiles on the floor, I know what direction I'm going.
Okay.
It's one of the skills that lifeguards
Would
get.
You like some help?
Yes.
How is Elliot going to be helping?
I can push her.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, that's quite significant help.
That is good help.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have here, to the average onlooker, splashing about in the indoor pool.
I don't know what's coming!
You know, just having a lovely time on this, their holiday. What we see is a laundry cart full of towels being pushed along by an incredibly attractive man.
And dressed in his, like, swimming trunks. No, speedo.
Nobody at this point is going to be keeping their eyes on the tiny pair of feet coming out of the bottom of the laundry
cart. And the fact that Rainbow is humming the Mission Impossible. I'd like to point out that I'm helping you because vengeance is a motive I can really respect. And also because you're the only one that hasn't actually really pissed Elliot off.
But I want to because then at least I have your attention.
You got my attention. I'm helping.
I mean, you're just now covered in towels, so it's...
Also, you know. I can check out everyone at the pool.
Yeah.
Find my next...
No!
I was going to say next victim, but that's...
Target.
So this is actually not the worst plan that you've come up with. So the target here is...
I felt like there was a pointed glance my direction.
I came up with that plan by
looking
yourself.
Looking around the room. So Sneak your target here is going to be a 2.
Oh, okay. Fine. Cool. What do I do to help?
So that means that Lid gets a +1 on her roll.
I just got to sneak past, round all the different things of howling children, and get to the admin block, and then
just hope I don't get distracted or accosted by one of my exes.
I really hope. Yep.
Good luck.
Ooh.
That's a -1, which is a 0 with. But Helen's help.
But I was doing it in a. That was a sneaky.
It was a sneaky manner.
Definitely sneaky. So that's 2.
So that is 2.
Oh.
So she does it.
Minus so you manage it.
Yes!
Yay!
Oh, all the people in the pool hear a deep and terrifying gurgle. A shudder. And then suddenly the water level begins to drop. There's a deep suction and everyone's swimming trunks fall right off.
Oh my God.
Fortunately for everyone, that amount of swimming costume manages to clog the drainage pipe before anyone's little feet or toes get run in. And so while the decks above may be running red with blood, you know, thank you very much, JJ. In the pool, we just see a horrific mess of plasticky... swimming clothes.
The writhing bodies trying to clamber out of the pool.
Writhing naked bodies trying to get out.
I mean, this is largely kind of older, sunburned people at this point. At least they're not bleeding and or poisoned.
No, they're just trapped in the pool, which, as we know from The Sims, is fatal.
You said nothing about deleting the ladder.
The ladder doesn't quite reach the bottom.
They
will they be able to escape in time for the talent contest?
Okay, that's actually I like that extra detail. So what you can do is, if you want, you can spend a fate point to take out one of the other cliques.
Well, yes, I will do that. I will spend a fate point. I can use former lifeguard again, or never travel light because I have bolt cutters, so I can cut through a ladder at the top. And it
okay, so who is not getting out of the pool? Which act is for sure stuck at the bottom of that pool?
So who did I deal with?
You've dealt with the shredders. We've half dealt with the boarders.
I mean, Grananan is not in that pool. She's got a broken hip, bless her. She's not. She's not swimming right now.
the...
And then there's the cosmetologist.
There's the cosmetologist, the Rainiacs, and the Deckers.
I feel like it's important the teens aren't in the pool.
Neither the teens nor the children are in the pool.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to take out the Deckers. Did we already deal with them, or are they still in the room?
What were the Deckers doing?
I don't think we actually talked about what the Deckers were doing.
But they were one of the ones who were part of the pool ball, right?
They were.
So they would be possibly in the pool. That makes sense.
So we've dealt with the Deckers.
Okay.
So that leaves Rainiacs and Cosmetologists.
Oh, so I pick another one. Oh, yeah, right, okay.
So those are the two that are left. Okay. Rainiacs, Cosmetologists, you and Grananan. We'll never find out what the Deckers were doing. But it was really good, though. It was great,
I want to see what cosmetologists are getting up to.
Okay.
You may regret that.
I just
get a real sense of devil worship off them.
They're going to turn up having drawn occult symbols on themselves.
And I've provided all the blood.
Occult symbols. I was going to say in different shades of foundation, but in blood now.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, foundation is definitely a scarce resource at this point. So
everyone's complexion is so blotchy.
So, with very little time left, I think we're ready to head to the Sunset Lounge. With little time and no act, we're ready to head to the Sunset Lounge.
Fewer competitors.
But many fewer competitors.
I've completed my vendetta against water and old women.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yes. Very good. Very good character arc.
Now we're...
Okay. So you arrive a little early at the Sunset Lounge, as all the acts have been asked to do. There is a green room. You are not allowed in it. However, when you arrive, you notice there is a small table set up that is not usually there. And at this table, there is one empty chair. There is... Let's see, how many of you have actually been to the spa?
On the ship?
Never.
I probably,
if I was allowed in, would have tried to go.
Okay.
Before it all went downhill.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely, I would have gone in.
You would have dated at least one.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. So, from the brief time when you were one of the favoured passengers that actually gets allowed into the spa, you recognise Rudy Bloom, who is head cosmetologist.
Oh, my.
The other person sat at this table turns around as you arrive and immediately... walks up to you. It is Dr. Fern Sturgeon, ship surgeon.
Oh.
Hi.
Jazz.
Hi, Doctor. Dr. Fern.
Could I have a word?
Of course.
I'll take you aside just a little.
Is it about all the murder?
Jasmine.
Yes.
I have to say, I feel like you've been betraying the principles of designated first aiders everywhere. What?
Why would you say that?
Several people saw you, and I don't want to believe this about you, but several people saw you zip wiring and dropping rocks on people. And I understand the urge. Truly, I do. But I really do feel like I have to explain. This is the opposite of first aid.
And I was crying the whole time, and I went back and I bandaged them all.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to make a roll here to see whether you can persuade her that this is fine.
I don't know if I want to deceive her, though, because it's so important to me that she actually...
How does JJ want this to go?
No, I want... So, she's like a parent figure to me, I guess. I just wanted to tell me it's all going to be okay and let me... that she forgives me and she understands why I did it.
Okay. Please tell me how you're going to try and do that and what approach you're using to, like, navigate this.
I'm going to try and explain why it's so important to me that we win...
Oh, you're going to open up about your love life.
Maybe, yeah. And, you know, I just felt like Devon was drifting from me. And I just, I loved him so much. Like, we've been on the ship, we've been through so much together. And I didn't want to lose him. And I just knew that bottle of champagne would really make everything okay.
Okay. All right. give me a roll. I'm going to say that your target number's probably a 4, because this this time.
I mean, that's quite a stretch.
Does anyone want to help?
No.
What am I going to use? I guess it's not flashy, forceful, quick, sneaky. I don't like it being sneaky. Careful?
I think that your approach is probably... Yeah, probably careful, I guess. It doesn't really fit any of those particularly well.
I mean, I'll give you a stone to augment you. Would you like a crystal to augment? It's a stone of generic plus one.
Oh, you do mean one of the fates. I thought you literally meant Rainbow was just going to give me some amethyst.
No, but...
Yeah. But it is also
in
that.
In-game, literally, that is what
I
they
don't
can
know.
Do,
we
yes.
are, like... Oh, yeah, too. If you've been listening, then fine, please do help me. Uncareful, then, should we say. So that's a plus zero for me. Uh-oh.
So that's plus one. Okay.
It's zero.
My target is 4.
Yeah, or, I mean, you can roll it, and then you can spend your final fate point to use an aspect if you want to.
Okay. Oh, well, that was a minus 3. Yeah, I've got 1 fate point left. What can I do? I can re-roll.
You can re-roll,
or
you
can
get,
use an aspect, but plus 2, but that's still not going to be enough. If I did a plus 2, I'd have to re-roll, right?
Mm.
Do I still get
Rainbow's hat? Yeah, you will do, but you'll still...
You're on your minus 2.
You'll still need to tell me which aspect you're using.
Okay.
Talk about Bermuda.
Yeah, because this is where I use Bermuda.
I mean, designated first aider is right there, but
okay. Do you know what? I've been to Bermuda before, and I was alone, and everyone was in a couple or some form of relationship, and I just can't face being there alone again. And this is a really tough place to be.
So you're looking for a 3.
Oh my goodness!
Three.
Okay.
Emma,
she just pulls you to her, gives you a big hug and says, I know, it's a dreadful place. I've been there too. I understand.
Thank you, I knew we had a connection. I feel like I'm done.
Why did we both take this job? She cries.
I don't know.
Good luck out there.
Thank you.
She'll go sit down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah.
We've had some looking at the poets.
Okay, you'll take your seats. You'll get your vape sticks, your whiskies, e-cigarettes, whatever it is that you've got, your note cards and your lycra crystals. Ray Martini will finish his particular ditty and say, and welcome, folks, to the Sunset Lounge's Talent Night. Our very first, and perhaps our very only. I have been Ray Martini and the Shakers, and...
He's two Shakers!
Has to put the sound effect in.
It is so very good to see you all here, once again, in the Sunset Lounge. So we'll be performing a little bit more later on, but first, we have... our very first act of this evening, and I particularly am very much looking forward to this salacious performance, I'm sure, by... what is your Gran and Anne's first name?
Anna.
Anna!
Anna the Nana, my Gran and Anna.
We have Anna and Archibald performing... the tango.
Okay.
And so they'll come out. They've been working very, very hard, actually. They've been really getting into these dance lessons. And I tell you what, she may have a limp.
Oof.
And she may be being entirely held up by Archibald. But this is actually one of the steamiest versions of the tango you've ever
Anna,
seen.
Anna.
No! Anna Nana, my Nana, the Grana Nana. Whoa!
I'm just happy to see more love in the room.
So they are doing pretty well. Oh, we forgot to introduce the judges. We forgot to introduce the judges, folks. But the judges that we have here today are Ruby Bloom from the Cosmetology Wellness Spa on board the Wanderlust. We have Dr. Fern Sturgeon, the ship's surgeon. And we have myself, the illustrious Ray Martini. Now, we have next act for you, Annie Rose, who I'm told... is going to be a particularly exciting upcoming star. Annie Rose will be getting up and... oh, by the way, you have the trouble insulted Ray Martini on day yes. one. What exactly did you say?
So he was on the cruise that took me to Bermuda before,
mm.
and I didn't realise that, and I was talking about how bad the band was last time, and how I was so glad that, you know, it would be better this time.
Okay.
He didn't take it.
So Annie Rose will do her thing. She's got a very raspy voice. You know what? It works on her.
Oh,
it's really good.
It's a jazzy yeah, number, isn't it?
It really fits with what she's going for. It's just hitting all the right notes.
Oh, JJ, you fool! It was all for nothing.
Okay, so the cosmetologists will come on. What they're doing is a quick change act.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean,
I'm going for that. Yeah, genuinely, I like that.
Yeah. What they're doing is quick changing from spa outfit to another spa outfit.
Same colour?
Yeah, no, it's a uniform. Yeah, yeah.
Swapping.
But the crowd go wild. They love it. I don't know how into this your characters will be, but everybody else in the room is having a fantastic time.
Moderate to severe.
Okay. And yeah. now, finally, folks, we have a poetry algo choreography act.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like there to be a name for it that you've given?
Love flow.
Oh, yes, that's it. And now we have a little special something from Love Flow. So, what are you doing?
I guess we all get up on stage.
Well, yeah.
Rainbow's going to do what she thinks yoga is.
And what is that exactly?
It's indescribable, Sasha. If you crossed, like, voguing with crossword puzzles with a little bit of crystals thrown in.
Yeah. No, I can picture it. I'm definitely picturing it.
You'd be getting close.
Wow.
But not quite there.
Okay, and can we maybe imagine these very indescribable shapes being thrown on the top of some poetry?
Yeah. So, obviously Devon didn't write any poetry.
Obviously.
But Elliot is like, I totally got this. I'm an improv master. So he gets up. Rainbow's in the background. Are you with Rainbow?
I mean, Devon and I have a routine that we do every morning together, so we're probably just
doing sun salutations.
Exactly. Done with dog.
Yeah.
So Elliot gets up there and grabs the mic as if he's about to release, like, the rawest...
love flow.
Yeah, love flow you've ever heard in your life. And he starts and he goes,
there's just something about you, Devon. When I see you, I am in heaven. I haven't felt like this since I was 17 when I fell in love with Kevin. We should turn this up to 11, Devon. I want to be with you forever and... I beg you to leave me never in Devon. Because this time I can't just be, like, whatever.
Are you locking eyes with JJ?
Oh, the whole time! The whole time!
She
Elliot
has
is
stopped
like...
mid-salutation. She's in, like, one of the goddess poses, just frozen.
And then somehow Elliot produces a rose. And drops the mic.
Wow. How is JJ reacting to this?
I think she launches herself at...
Yes! Yes!
At Elliot.
Oh, I love it. PvP. All right.
Okay, so we've not got a huge amount of time.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is try and resolve this in a single roll.
Fair.
So please tell me... I mean, I, to be fair, I'm going to make you both use forceful because it's a fight. Yeah.
I have two for that.
I have one.
So it's straight opposed roll.
Okay. Together?
No
yes.
one wants any help, it's fine. I'll just sit here in the corner.
Oh. You're voguing.
Okay. three, two, one, open.
Uh-oh. I've got two in total.
I've got one.
And how much forceful have you got?
One.
So you've also got two in total. You both... eventually look up to see that Devon has run from the room.
No, Devon!
God damn it.
I'm going to run after him.
I'm going to get my...
We're going to race each other.
I want like a Black Widow lion and zipline.
Yes! Okay, Rainbow, are you staying in the room or are you chasing to see what happens?
I'm waiting to pick up my prize because that was spectacular.
You're the only one left to claim the champagne. What we're going to do is say, everybody actually thinks this is part of the act.
Amazing.
Got a storyline.
I was going to do a thing where we rolled for the different acts, but I actually think that is like nothing anyone on the ship has ever seen before. And the champagne is just handed to Rainbow.
Yay! Yay! Just open it, shake it.
Yeah, she shakes it, opens it, and it's water gets everywhere.
No! I feel like we don't actually have time to see what happens with Devon.
We're just going to leave that. That is a tableau.
I mean, this is clearly a love story for the ages. There's going to be more than one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thanks very much for playing and for listening. That was Not Far to Bermuda from MacGuffin and Company. If you want to play your own version of Welcome to Bermuda...
I really recommend it.
If you want to play your own version of Not Far to Bermuda, and like I don't know why you wouldn't, you can get it from the MacGuffin and Company Patreon along with our other micro settings and a whole mini campaign where you can explore the different cliques on the ship. Maybe with or without poisoning them with crystals or breaking their hips from patreon.com/MacGuffin and Company. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
It's been that a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Applause for all.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Lowry Ann Davis. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.
This is going to be the first episode you weren't in, right?
Yes. First ever?
Yeah.
Mm. You've been in every episode?
Yeah. Running or playing?
The takeover starts now.
There is no better one for me not to be in.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, perfect. This is fantastic. I love this.
I'm really pleased that we've got Chris Hemsworth.
I'm glad that you managed to get fighting over men out of your system long enough to zipline over and just start chucking. And then whilst chucking rocks, people going, oh, I didn't want to hurt them. Rocks!
Oh, no! Little pebbles!
Oh, I didn't... when I was throwing rocks, you meant to poison them? What? You know, like when you poison someone, so you sort of throw a brick.
Yeah, you need to understand how merciful Sasha is being to you.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.